No doubt about it. Many, many TV screens last night had SAS on last night. It was a brutal edition of SAS. And I'm pleased to say that Yana Pittman, who played a big part in last night's show, is on our program. G'day, Yana.
G'day, g'day. How are you guys?
How are you doing, Yana? How are you enjoying watching everything back and seeing how it all plays out?
Yeah. Last night was a little hard to watch, I have to be honest. Alicia Molik and I have been friends for a long, long time. So you don't realise how brutal and raw it was until you actually watch it back.
Let's have a listen to this then.
Chief Instructor Ant calls for the last fight of the night. Dual Olympian Yana Pittman against tennis champion Alicia Molik.
Fight! Fight! Back! Attack!
Turn about.
Your
back.
Turning away from her opponent.
Face the target.
Number 17, Alicia, is retreating from the onslaught of Yana's punches.
Fight back! Fight back!
Turn about.
17, keep going.
Keep going.
What's wrong? Do you want to quit? Use your number. Do you want to quit? Use your number. Use your number. Right, go over and see the medic.
Oh, there you go there. So here's a mother of four taking on. Imagine, how old are the kids, Yana? And did they get to see it?
The little ones fell asleep for that, thank God. So, they were 4 and 6. I've got a 10-month-old now, 4, 6. And the 14-year-old watched and apparently was pretty proud from his mates. But I'm like, mate, I don't want you to think this is what mummy does.
So, Yana, did the trainers, did they put you against Alicia, or you had to pick your opponent?
We were the last two sort of standing, and we were perfectly matched in size. So right. It made sense. I didn't realise she'd done quite a bit of boxing before too. So in all truth, I went in there thinking, let's go a little bit gentle here. We just watched Pete Murray's arm get broken, basically.
Yeah.
And I thought, we'll just, do a little bit of show punching and get through it. And she came at me like a million miles an hour, and I was seeing stars within the first 30 seconds. And unfortunately, when you're an Olympian, that's a bit of like a pit bull to a rag. So...
And how long did it go for? How long did it go for? Yeah, because we only saw
about 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow, exactly. So it's like a round.
Yeah, she was killing me. Like, she was absolutely. And the guys afterwards, when we were talking about it, were saying that she was by far winning the fight for a long part of it. She's got a great arm, and she's fit as a fiddle. So it's just, it gets painted however they want on the telly, obviously. But it was hard to then have a friend who I was hoping would, go. She's capable of doing the entire 13 days. So it was hard to watch her go out in a moment of, it happened so quickly, when you probably think later and think, oh, could have I done that differently? You watch Kerry Potter get smacked around like crazy and just stand her ground. So it was hard to watch.
So, yeah, and I've only seen that four episodes, the one that I find the hardest, I personally was the car when it was submerged in the water. How was that
totally
for you? Because
agree.
Yeah, some of them handled it okay, but I was panicking watching you guys do that.
Well, they didn't show me doing it. It's probably a good thing because I'm sure I was floundering like an absolute, I shouldn't take a whale because they can swim. I was beside myself, guys. I'm clearly not a swimmer. Like they say, you're a good runner if you chuck into the pool and you sink, because it was, I hit my head getting out of the car and I was quite, it was hard. That was the thing that I got, early on in the series, we were sort of thinking about what things would scare you most, and that was horrifying for me.
Hey, Yana, so watching it back to this point, and you're watching it along with the rest of the viewers, I imagine there's a lot of stuff that you hadn't actually heard about or maybe saw yourself. What sort of stands out to you and you go, wow, did that happen?
Well, it's actually more the interviews, because we get to know each other so well. So it's really, we see, obviously, they come back from seeing the DS or having their interrogation, and, we don't know the stories. I loved hearing Mark Filippoussis' story last night. I've grown up watching him as well, his fast cars and things like that, and then got to meet him as a human, as a man. We were partnered last night in the where you had to go retrieve the body. So, and he's such a gentle human, and it's so in contrast to what we've seen of him in the media in years gone by. So for me, I'm loving watching the stories unfold of the people that I've had the privilege of meeting.
When Channel 7 or the production company first approached you, you said, yes, I can't wait, or did you have to take a little bit of convincing to do it?
No, I wasn't in yes straight away. I don't know if that just makes me crazy or silly, but, I think, let's be honest, when you finish sport, you think you're an athlete for the rest of your life. It's a stark realisation that body can't do that anymore, but somehow the brain still feels like it can. So it seemed like the most incredible challenge. And you know, my brother was a soldier in Afghanistan, and I've got a lot of people who have done the true SAS selection course. And I thought, what a wicked opportunity to have a small insight into what they went through. So for me, it was almost an instantaneous yes.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. What a family. So did you mention that to the DSs? Did you say you had a bit of a connection with the SAS?
At some point in the course, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And I've just subsequently joined the Army Reserves. I really love the camaraderie.
How many hours in the day for you? Now you've got four children, you're a doctor, and now you've joined the Army Reserve.
Start having a go, will you?
Yeah.
Only as a reservist.
Goodness me.
Not as a full-timer. I just loved it. I loved the experience of the show. As you say, there was really components of it that were really confronting. Obviously I can't say how it goes in the end, but to me it brought a real different side of me out, and I really valued the opportunity to learn more about myself, and it was just extraordinary. And so I'd like to be involved in that as a medic. Obviously, I want to be a doctor in the Army and go out and do, disaster zones and help out.
Yeah, we are calling it Leak Week. There's been a lot of leaks coming out in sport at the moment, Jana. So if you want to reveal who the winner is, this is the week and place to do that. Jana, just tell us this, though. If for example, they said, righto, you've got a couple of nights away with a couple of mates from SAS. After it's all said and done, who are the two that you would choose to have a night out with or a nice dinner with? Who would you choose?
Males or females?
Either. Just people who you connected with.
It's hard. Well, it's hard. Emma Husser and I, we talk almost every second day. So did Kerry Potter and I. We're all planning to go up and stay with Jess Paris up north in Northern Territory. I'm planning to go down over Christmas if the borders open and hang out with Flip and his family, Mark Philippoussis. Sam and I spoke yesterday. I think one of the most beautiful things that's come out of this show is we've made some lifelong friends. It's been wonderful.
Okay. On the other side of the coin, is there someone you're not contacting or emailing?
Not really. Honestly, in this group, there are people that are engaging more with each other. We don't hear as much from Bryn anymore. I think because she's went out earlier in the course. But majority of us are staying in contact and really supporting each other through the ups and downs. Obviously, different people are getting portrayed in different ways. Kobe and I speak quite a lot. I really rate him. I think he's an extraordinarily honest, wonderful, wonderful human. So it's an eclectic group of people, very, very different, but we're all quite driven and I don't know. We just seem to get each other.
Just on the Kobe incident, he's come out, and as you said before, sometimes the directors can cut around it. Because are you saying that, what side of the fence were you on? Did you think Kobe meant to cheat, or it was just an honest mistake?
An honest mistake from my perspective. He is a genuinely honest, real, raw guy. Like he openly admits he's got ADHD, and he probably lost count, and he was counting in groups of 15. So I just can't. I mean, he's competitive. Don't get me wrong. You even saw that last night. He said, "I went out there to win." He's probably the most competitive on the show. Like he really, really pushed himself and thought he was the gun right from the beginning, which he was. He is an outstanding athlete. But he also had a heart of gold. Like that, they don't show that side of him. But every night he was talking to me about his son and his beautiful wife and the family that he prioritizes in his life. Like we are definitely seeing different people's characters built, obviously, because that's what puts bums on seats to watch the show. But his honesty and his rawness, to me, therefore, wouldn't be able to lie. I can't see how those two can be put in the same context.
Right.
So Dan Ewing's not going to get started dinner. Okay.
I don't.
Hey, Jana, over the Olympics, we were speaking with a lot of the swimmers, James Magnussen and Liesl Jones and Steph Rice. And as soon as they finish swimming, the idea of getting into the pool and swimming is just does not appeal. What about yourself at the track? Are you still training and running?
Yeah, I love my running. It's where my freedom and my headspace goes. So, but, I mean, I hate swimming, so I can understand not wanting to follow a black line and stick like chlorine all day. But for me, running is just, it's camaraderie too. You go out for a jog with your mates. So it's when I feel my happiest, and it's when my brain turns off. So I stop thinking and overthinking things, which I'm sure you can guess I do. So, yeah, I certainly don't run track races anymore. I'd get too hard on myself with my time being abysmal. So now I just do it for fun with the kids.
Jana, what about the sleeping conditions? What sort of hours... are you getting per night? Because it doesn't seem like you're getting that good of sleep.
On the course? horrendous.
Yeah.
And it's the mind games, guys. Like, so basically you think you're going to get a good night's sleep and then they wake you up and box you in the middle of the night. And then they make you think you're going to be kept up all night, like the night before when Kobe potentially did the wrong number. And then so you're on your edge all night, on the end of your bed, thinking you're going to get woken up. So I think that's actually one of the hardest parts about the course is the sleep deprivation. And then I'm sure you've seen some of the pictures of little mice getting into bed with us and eating us and all that kind of weird stuff. So there was lots of things being waking you through the night.
And Jana, from the time you enter to the time the person has been crowned the winner, what's the duration of that?
If you made it all the way to the end, 13 days.
13 days.
13 days. Yeah. Okay, I'm just looking at if I was going to have a bet on the winner, Jana. You're at $2.20. And Bonnie Anderson's at $8.50. So it goes in between you. Sam Burgess is a $1.17 favourite.
Yep.
Who would you think? Just like, who would I be?
It is leak. It's leak week.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, speaking of leak week.
Before
they started, yeah. Oh, no, you're not going to go there. Yes, you are.
Yes, that was quite dark. I mean, you won many fans over the pelvic floor incident.
Look, it actually happened. I mean, I don't have a lot of time to talk, but in 2007, I won the World Championships in Paris, and the same thing happened 7 months after I had my son, and I said nothing about it.
Oh, wow.
And I did a couple of speaking gigs a few years later, and I was honest about it, and I had a lady come up to me in the audience afterwards and said, "You have no idea how refreshing it was for me to hear it, because I always thought there was something wrong with me if people like you and Serena Williams can go back to playing so quickly." And I felt so guilty that potentially was the impact I'd had on so many women by returning to sport so quickly. So when the moment happened, I thought about it, and I thought, nah, I'm just going to be honest. And if they air it, you know, it is what it is. If they don't, you know, I get away with it. But it was quite obvious. My pants were as wet as possible. So it shows to me that it's not normal to have to go and do exercise at this intensity 5 months after a baby. And I don't want any woman at home sitting there thinking that she's not good enough because she's not out there pushing a pram up a hill when she's got a newborn.
No, well said.
Well said, yeah.
Yeah, well said. And to normalise something like that, Jana, I think that's fantastic, and it was very powerful indeed. But congratulations to this point anyway, and we'll be cheering you on for the rest of the duration of SAS, Jana.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Thanks
Good
for
on you, Jana.
Me.
Just one for... So Heath Shaw's $1.40.
just on Heath Shaw. We didn't talk about this.
Yeah. He's amazing.
What about Roxy's paper? And whoever lost that, the chore that...
The Brasco. Oh, yeah, that was foul.
Was that a G up, you reckon, the fact that they knew the bag wouldn't handle that weight, do you think, Jana?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is leak week. Anyway, Jana Pittman, we really appreciate
your
time, and so many people getting behind SAS. The text board's lit up and getting right behind you, because it was good what you did last night and it's great what you're doing, so keep it up.
Thanks for the support. See you later.
See ya.